kids, are you ready? Are you sure? For music trivia, three rounds in store. It's head to head, who's going to war? Are you ready to settle the score? I said, are you ready to settle the score?
Hey, welcome into another week of Settle the Score. I'm your host, Matt Nose, joined as always by the musical director. We'll try it again, buddy. The man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Andy Merriweather.
I wish I had one of those sounds on the keyboard ready to go. A consecutive boost. I really like it. And also, yeah, it's I had to clip out a moment from last week's show because someone that I work with loved the song I happened to mention. They mentioned it and I was like, oh, I just sang that song. Had to clip it for them. And I was like, it was the One Republic song from Maverick. And I was like, oh, I look really tired. I was like, oh, that it's catching up with me. I'm like, yeah, burning the candle both ends age where, yeah, it doesn't really work for me. So, yeah, today I decided to take it easy. My hair is not done. It's just wet. I've gone hoodie. Yeah, that will last half the show and then it'll be floppy and horrible and dry at the end. But yeah, hoodie. I didn't try because I've got to appreciate the fact that I'm just tired. You know, it's just having a kid.
Yeah, you can't power through.
No. And he's heading into this like, he's almost two and he's almost like quite what do they call it? The terrible two. Yeah. Where he's like, he doesn't need anything. He just like, I can see him on the camera. I've probably mentioned this before, but he'll throw his dummy out and then cry that he lost his dummy. It's yeah. You're a rat.
Kid shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, he looks up at the camera to see if we're watching, cause it changes color and stuff. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, I hate how sort of bright he is because he's getting the hang of it. But your boost, it gives me the energy to plow through.
I don't believe you, but that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, look on your so face good. Says you're fucking, you know, trying to power through this.
Let's see. I end the show with way more energy. That's a good thing. I always end the show. Like, I can never go straight to bed, even though we finish it. You know, we could be chatting till 1 a.m. post show. Mm-hmm. Like I can't go to bed immediately. I'm buzzing after that. So yeah, I start the show. I do that upward trajectory. So sure. Let's get these guys in. And I do have to mention something. The patrons currently, I don't know if you've caught this yet, Matt, but the patrons currently, and it was set up by Melissa Woody on Discord. They're doing a we are, because I'm taking part as well, this kind of I don't know what to call it, but basically it's this Spotify game where there's a category and you submit one song, maybe put a comment as to your reason why, but it's all anonymous within the Patreon community. And then those songs, you get votes. You can vote for your favorite and then a playlist, Music League. Thank you very much, Paul. Yeah. He just put a comment. Yeah. So the Music League. So we're doing it with in a sort of movie music themed. Melissa's put it together. Everyone's having a great time with it. The Scanlans are already winning, of course.
I thought it was anonymous.
No, but after the end of each round, it reveals who put each one.
I gotcha.
So whilst the voting's going on for each week, you can't see who submitted what. But then, yeah. So, yeah, that's really fun. So if you like the idea of a sort of a fantasy football, but with movie music, which I guess would be the way to explain it, head on into our Discord and we'll set you up. It's really, really good fun.
Well, yeah, now that my schedule is not 18-hour day after 18-hour day, still busy, but yeah, I'll go over and check it out.
Yeah, it's in the music category in the Discord.
Sweet. Well, thank you to Melissa for setting that up. All right, let's go ahead and start today's show. We have two returning guests. And first up, coming back, please help us welcome Mr. Jeffrey Kahn. How are you, sir?
Hello. Good to be back. Thank you for inviting me. Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah, we're excited to have you back. You've been exceptionally good at the game, and you're fun, you know, to hang out with. So it seemed like a no brainer.
Yeah, hopefully I don't lose on the last question like last time with Peggy B.
All right,
the Peggy B on a promising young woman guess.
Didn't you? Yeah, the Britney Spears Toxic song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you not? Was there something about that? Did you lay it up a little bit? Like, could you have gone for the kill and then decided to open it up a little bit more?
Probably. I let Peggy decide the game, essentially. And she had a line, so that probably helped her.
You played for fun rather than the kill. Yeah. doing it, P.S.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And your opponent is another returning guest. Please help us welcome back Mr. Paul Oyama. How are you, Paul?
Well, I can promise you one thing, Jeff. There's a song from Promising Young Woman. I will not be the one to beat you on that. I refuse to win on any song from that movie.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Wow. We didn't have a long drive home from that movie, so we didn't get to read your review, but now I will be. That was a pregame reference.
I abstained from participating in it.
You didn't even write up?
The discourse about.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's very interesting.
May or may not know me and my current opponent one time and one time only Schmodown teammates. So
that is correct. And champion.
A little tidbit for you.
You can't see that video right now, I don't believe, but you know we did team up.
But I'm very happy to be here, and it's always fun to be on the show. Love to just hear the intro. That's probably my favorite part of the show. So it's all downhill from there.
Oh, as soon as you see our faces, it's over. Yeah. Okay.
Just black out your screen. You don't have to look.
Yeah.
You don't. Is the gray in my beard just the looming?
Well, listen, with the
do we want to play blindfolded
with the impending green in Los Angeles? I will not get my weekly dose of Matinos, so this is how I'm getting
it's
it.
True.
Nice.
We will not see each other tomorrow. Well, I had no idea you guys were one-time teammates, so it's nice to pitch you against each other now. You know, hopefully destroy that friendship, just tear it asunder. All right, fellas, are we ready to play today's game?
Let's go.
I was told this is, you know, more difficult round, so probably not. But I'm here.
It is. I was going to do that at the start.
But if he starts getting them right, he was ready the whole time.
I was going to give that disclaimer at the start of the next round, but I can go ahead and do it now just for anybody watching. Because these two have proven to be really good at the show, we did up the difficulty just a slight bit. So there's a few on here that we have not used before because we've been holding them back. And we're like, you know what? These two have both been excellent. And then we checked it against your letterbox, but they've both seen it and they both like it. So hopefully you managed to get it. We're not trying
That's
to
great,
screw you over.
I actually do. I get bummed out when I know a song just based on having watched another episode of the show. I'm like, this is not me being
We got brand new stuff.
Like, we're a great movie fan. This is just me watching this show every
week. Yeah.
I'm glad that it'll be my own merits this time instead of, you know, I watched some video with Adam Collins 4 months ago. Same hint.
You know what? It does happen every once and again. Mm-hmm. It does happen every once and again. So, but yeah, we do have a couple new things for you guys this week, and good luck to you both. Here is the bell for round number one.
Just seeing if Paul has some relief on his face. Our face is going away for a while.
You can see it.
It's not as satisfying.
He's like, oh, that was dreamy.
Silently fist bumping.
You know, you can't compliment any aspect of the show, I guess, because then they're going to think it's an insult to the rest of the show.
That's true. That's like when my mom says, oh,
you like vanilla ice cream, and he's going to be like, so you hate strawberries.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, that's right. And I assume
clearly you hate strawberries.
Welcome to the internet.
Yeah, I said to Anna recently, I was like, when hit the Christmas kind of eating fest and then, you know, started to work out a little bit in the new year and, you know, whatever. And my mum was like, oh, you're looking really well. And I said to Anna, hasn't said it the last 30 times I've seen her. So we know, we know what she felt. So yeah, it's like that. It's vulnerability on my part is all it is.
Oh, peek behind the curtain there. All right. All right, so in round number one, Paul, you will have opening choice of 1 through 5. And once you make your selection, I'll give a clue, and Andy will begin playing. When either of you think you know the movie that it's from, buzz in with your name. I will call on you, and it's worth 10 points. You're guessing the movie itself, so don't worry about the title of the song. There is a bonus question worth 5 points, but I'll give you the rules of that when we come to it. So, Paul, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin round number one?
As much as I appreciate when people come on here and have an extremely convoluted and bizarre explanation for why they're choosing the sequencing they're choosing, I'm just going to pick number 3.
Okay. Okay. Your lack of choice is kind of convoluted in and of itself.
Exactly. The irony. In the
middle, you know? That's fine. That's fine. Look, we're here for it. Number 3 it is. That's what Paul wants. That's what Paul gets. Paul gets number 3. All right. Your clue.
I feel like I'm being pressured off of number 3. I don't know. It's a hostile environment. Leading the witness.
I think you're finding hostility everywhere around you. This seems to be more of a reflection on you.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Matt and I discussed ordering the 1 to 5 in specific ways. We've discussed many variants on how to order them rather than it just being kind of random. And we will do this at one point, and it will be like there will be a time that we start, and we'll forever do that until people figure it out. And but we're not going to tell people when we're starting that. It'll just be like,
now we talk about if they can figure out, hey, this seems, and they figure it out, they get bonus points.
Yeah, it might have happened. It might have happened.
Oh,
someone missed a chronological ordering sequencing or something.
Could be that. Yeah. Could be that. Could be alphabetical. It could be the theme. Yeah.
You have to watch every episode to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not that bad, but it is number 164.
You just sent like 2 people into a frenzy.
Yeah, exactly.
Cross checking and cross referencing.
They started a spreadsheet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, your clue for number 3 comes to us from Eric Grebner, and it is, and the opera played on. And the opera played on.
Sometimes, up here. Sometimes I think that I know what love's all about. And when I see the light, I know I'll be all right. I've got my friends in the world. I had my friends when we were boys and girls, and the secrets came unfurled.
Give you a second clue.
Yeah,
you said opera, right?
The opera. Yes, right. And the opera played on. Your second clue comes to us from Houston Bodily, and it is, "Don't catch me if you can." Don't catch me if you can, and the opera played on.
Wow. Complete blank.
Can you play it from the beginning again, Andy?
Yeah.
Sometimes I think that I know what love's all about, and when I see the light, I know I'll be all right.
I got nothing.
I'll give you one final clue.
Yeah.
What was the second clue again? Sorry. And the opera played on.
Don't catch me if you can.
Don't catch me if you can. Third and final clue comes from Matt Scanlon, and it is The Terminal.
Okay.
That's my favorite reaction.
I think I know what actor is in this movie.
Okay. If that's the case, then the second clue might zero you in. Don't catch me if you can.
Our patrons are just awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of good ones this week.
This is Paul.
Paul.
This is wrong, but big.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
Con Elvis.
Also incorrect. Philadelphia, guys. Philadelphia.
Oh my God.
That's the music they play when they show up to his wake, and it's the Neil Young song playing underneath.
Great clues.
There's one song I care about in that movie, unfortunately. And it is not that song. Sorry. That is the Bruce Springsteen song.
That's
Yeah, well, that one had, that says Philadelphia 17 times in the first line. It's kind of difficult to do.
Yeah.
It's a great, it's maybe the greatest song to ever win the Academy Award for Best Original.
Ooh.
Unbelievable song.
Nice.
Dude, how dare you? It's hard out here for a pimp.
Listen, I have a ranked list. They're both in the top five, I'm pretty sure.
Wow, really? 3-6 Mafia makes your top five?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I think it's like from Nashville, and then I think Philadelphia, like Streets of Philadelphia. But nice. Either way, yeah, that's embarrassing, Miss. I haven't seen that movie in...
It's been a while since I've seen Philadelphia.
I told you, we upped the difficulty a little bit on this. You should both have it on your letterbox, and you both rated it highly.
The opera thing, I guess I don't.
There's a whole opera. He puts on like a vinyl with opera, and he plays it. It's like a really extended scene.
And most of the times when it's like a clue of a scene in the movie, it totally passed me by. I'm looking
at
the ones and like.
Right. Tom Hanks is all I could go off of. Yeah.
No, that's
That being the first clue does kind of, is a focus clue. Yeah, for sure. I get you.
Well, sounds like a lot of excuses.
No, we just suck.
All right, bonus questions open to both, so just buzz in with your name if you think you have it. Philadelphia was nominated for 5 Oscars and won 2 in which?
Dang it.
Best actor, best original song.
That is correct.
I kind of gave away one of them, but yeah.
All right. Nobody got the music question right, so we'll flip it over to you, Jeffrey. You have your choice, 1, 2, 4, or 5.
Let's start with, let's go number 5.
All right. Number 5 it is. Now, this is the one that I was thinking of. It's like, this one's tough.
It's tough for all of us, this one.
Don't tell me, because now I'm going to
get... After we didn't get Philadelphia, so...
God damn it.
That's confidence booster.
This has been on the list for a long time, and we've never used it.
Yeah, and this is the first time in like a year that Matt has asked permission to put a song on, from like asking if I'm right with it.
Special request.
Yeah. I think it's because I was just complaining about... not singing English so much on the show or rapping. And he was like, I'm just about to... Anyway, yeah.
Well, you said you've been pressed on time. This one's that easy.
It was good. It was nice to like work on something.
Okay. All right. Your clue on number 5 comes to us from Melissa Woody, and it is not seeing eye to eye. Not seeing eye to eye.
Sule Olu, les je le fani les gentils, amen zoom don. And toi, Adam, felice c'est le mieux.
All right, I'll give you a second clue. Yeah. Second not clue is you've got things all sewn up. You've got things all... Paul.
Coraline?
That is correct for 10 points.
Nice.
Nice job.
Good pull. Yeah. As soon as he said that, I was like... Because I saw the movie like less
than... I saw it recently. Ago, too.
When it was re-released.
So yeah, so... That's embarrassing.
It's all right. It happens. It happens. Yeah. But I'm glad you both knew it. So it wasn't too much of a stretch to put it on there. Philadelphia, you guys have no excuse. No excuse. All right, Paul, bonus question.
Matt, not to make you feel old, one of the films that was released while we were both alive, one of them was not. So
okay.
Bring that to your attention.
But, Paul, your Letterboxd is 62 pages, of which 25
of them go
back to before I was born, which is ancient, according to you.
This is true. I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. I think you just implied it. You're wondering how I'm even alive.
You're finding hostility where you're searching for it. You know, to deflect that back at you.
Look, that's always true. All right, you don't have to point that out. That's my fucking credo.
Wait, when were you guys? What years were you born?
94.
97. Okay.
Yeah. So it was only a year after Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, you and Vish. I graduated high school the year you were born, Paul. So.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, indeed. Hell yeah, indeed. I am technically old enough to be your father. So that's good.
Let's pull on that thread.
My father is quite. Let's keep going.
All right, Paul.
Paul, you got a choice on the bonus question. You can choose to answer it alone, but if you get it wrong, you'll lose the 5 points. Otherwise, you can open up to you and Jeffrey. Nobody will lose any points, but he can't cut into your 15s and nothing leads. So my question is, do you want to be a dick or not?
To quote the iconic 2000s pop song from Ayaz, I will be going solo on this one. So, yes,
nice.
I will be a dick.
All right. As for Paul alone, in Coraline, what desperate housewife voices the mother, Mel?
Well, it's not that one. Unfortunately, not the former wife of an NBA player. It's Terry Hatcher.
That is correct for 5 points.
It's always a risk that it's going to be a box office thing, and then it's just going to be a little brutal.
Mm.
All right, Paul, you have choice again. We have 1, 2, and 4. Where are we going?
Let's go to 1.
All right, 1 it is. Your clue is going back to save the future. Going back to save the future.
This, of course, will be him playing Johnny B. Good.
Of course. Of course.
Okay, here we go.
What's left to say?
Con. Deadpool 2.
That is correct for 10
nice.
Points.
Finally.
Only 3 tracks in.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it. I get it. Paul's winning. Let's hit the Marvel button.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Oh, that's very good. That's very good.
All right, Jeffrey, bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
Yeah, the box office is still out there. I will not be a dick.
All right, it's open to you both. Here's your bonus question. What Bullet Train director helmed?
Khan. David Leitch.
That is correct for 5 points.
Man, as soon as I think I know what the question is, I have to ring.
Deadpool 2 and Bullet Train. Those are the two movies that were released.
Two movies that exist. Yep.
That's maybe strong.
All right, it's 20 to 15. Jeffrey, 2 or 4, where are we going?
Number 2.
All right, number 2 it is. Clue comes to us from our newest patron, Brennan Marr, and it is, that's a good point. That's a good point.
I want to tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. If you want to love tonight, man, then you just treat her right, man. Gotta squeeze her real gentle, gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her, that you know you should. Cause if you don't treat her right now, she won't love you tonight now.
I'll give you a second clue. Second clue comes to us from Matt Scanlon, and it is Burn After Beating. Burn After Beating. And that's a good point.
Con. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
That is correct for 10 points.
Yes, Burn After Beating was very good.
All right. Con takes the lead.
Point.
The meme.
Oh, the
that
point.
Everybody knows.
Pointing where he does that.
Wow.
That's... I zeroed in on the second clue. Yeah.
A new patron coming in hot there.
Nice. Yeah. We threw out some good ones. We may or may not have some more from him later on. We want to show him a little love. Thank you very much, Brennan. Khan's in the lead, 25 to 20. Bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
Sure. Let's try being a dick.
All right. For Khan alone, in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the actor, and I'm going to butcher this name, Rafal Ziaweruka plays what real-life film director?
I didn't know how to say this name, but I believe it's Roman Polanski.
That is correct for 5 points.
Just know that's how you're getting points in this game.
Exactly. I'm getting points by Roman.
Listen, we're not talking about
to win the game. I'm trying to win the game.
That is just a fact. There is an actor that portrays
him. I would love to see the question reversed and see Khan attempt to.
Oh, God.
I mean, how would you say it? Z-A-W-I-E-R-U-C-H.
Yeah. Ziaweruka?
Ziaweruka? Wuka? I don't know.
We'll have to get Quentin on the line.
Apologies.
Listen, I'm a strong believer in knowing your limits. So that's all I'll say on the matter.
Look, I just elect to embrace my racism. That name ain't American. I don't fucking know it. You know what I mean? All right, so it's 30 to 20. We have one question left in the first round.
Which one's going to pick, though?
What's that?
Is he going to pick four or a different question?
Four or, yeah, technically. Jeffrey, would you like number four?
What did you know? The first round is 10 questions. Yeah, I'll pick four.
Cool.
I appreciate you taking it seriously. You know, it was a legit question. All right, your question, your clue is: this is how we roll. This is how we roll.
What happens when the engine stops?
On.
Snowpiercer.
That is correct for 10 points. All right, it's 40 to 20. Con, last bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
I'll probably steal it if I open it up, so I'll be a dick.
All right. It's for Jeffrey and Jeffrey alone. Here's your bonus question. According to listofdeaths.com, how many on-screen deaths are there in Snowpiercer? And we'll give it to you if you're within six.
Within six. Let's go 25.
That is incorrect. Lose 5 points. 16.
Ah.
16.
Fairly close.
Yeah, not too far off, especially with the six.
You could see Paul shaking his head going, the box office question hasn't come up, man.
Yeah, why are you walking into this bear trap? All right, well, that ends round number one. It's 35 to 20 with Jeffrey in the lead. And here's your bell for round number two. All right, Paul, you'll have opening choice in the second round. This is our 5-second round. So once you make your selection of 1 through 5, I will give a clue. And then Andy will play a 5-second snippet of the song. If either of you can guess the movie in that 5 seconds, it's worth 10 points. Otherwise, if we have to go to a second 5 of music, it drops the point value down to 5 points. And Paul, where would you like to go, 1 through 5?
Let's start with the one we ended with, number four.
Number four. And I just realized your shirt is Scorsese as I was doing that.
New York Film Festival.
Hadn't even noticed.
Hell yeah. He's doing that.
Yeah. All right. Number four, it is. Your clue comes to us from Joe Farrelly, and it is quote for Pedro. Quote for Pedro.
That you've got to make your own kind of music. Sing your own special song.
Definitely heard this.
Yeah. Quote for Pedro.
Unfortunately, I know the song, but that's not necessarily always helpful.
Well, you guys have some options. You can throw out guesses now, and if you both do it, then we'll go to a second five if they're wrong. And then after the second five, even though you already know the music, I'll give you a second clue and you both can guess again. Or one person can guess and the other person can elect to hear the second five. And
I have a thing I want to guess, but I don't. No, I'm gonna wait it out.
I would probably like a second clue.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you this. Do you both know the song, obviously?
Yeah.
I've heard it, yes.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and give you a second clue now. We'll keep it at 10 points instead of going to a second five because that the music's not going to help you. So your second clue comes to us from Ken Whitehurst, and it is, I Know Why the Cage Nerd Sings.
Paul. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
That is correct for 10 points.
A movie I have not seen. So ooh. There you go.
Oh, well, that's just, me.
I was just rubbing it in. Yeah.
I elected against that one.
I thought Pedro Pascal the whole time. I was like, Wonder Woman 1984?
No. No. We've used that once, and I hated even using it once.
Fair enough.
That movie is awful.
When we're talking about feature films, his career gets a little bleak.
Look, he's not the fucking Rock. You know what I mean? It's right. Still terrible. Still time. All right, Paul, you got that right. It's 35-30 with Jeffrey in the lead, and you have choice 1, 2, 3, or 5.
Let's go 2.
All right, 2 it is. Your clue is, Party of Five. Party of Five.
At once we're pretenders, now we are frienders. Oh, let's sell it all.
Oh, no. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3?
Incorrect. Jeffrey, you can hear that again. You can hear the next five of music, or you can throw out a guess right now if you like.
Can I hear the next five?
Okay, drops the point value down to 5 points. Paul, you cannot guess again until I tell you. Here's the next five.
Oh, let's celebrate, lasses and lads, at once we were tenders. Oh, let's celebrate, oh, let's celebrate, oh, let's celebrate.
Yeah, I got it. It's Dungeons and Dragons Honor Among Thieves.
That is correct for 5 points.
Yeah.
All right, Jeffrey has a 10-point lead and control the board. 1, 3, or 5. Where are we going?
1.
All right, 1 it is. A clue comes to us from Houston Bodily, and it is Police Story. Police Story.
I'd love some music from Police Story.
Look, I'll mark it on the side. Maybe next time you're on.
Okay. Ready?
Oh, when you walk by every night, talking sweet and looking fine, I got kind of hectic and sore.
I love this song so much. What?
Police. I'll just say Con? Rush Hour?
That is correct for 10 points. Was that just a straight guess?
I mean, Jackie Chan.
Yeah, but
kind of helped. So yeah,
it's the girl sings it in the car.
Yeah, in the car right before she's kidnapped.
I was too caught up. That's like one of my favorite songs of all time, and so I was so in the vibe. Yeah.
Just in your mind.
He was just in the song in the moment.
Version with ODB specifically, but yeah, I love that. Love the song.
All right, so it makes it 50-30. And Khan, you have a choice. We have 3 and five?
Three.
All right. Three it is. Your clue is a combo of the Scanlon brothers, Andrew and Matt, and it is Analyze This. Analyze This.
Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight. Hey, hey, afternoon delight.
Now think of the clue with a little attitude. Analyze this.
This might be one where I need a second clue.
I mean, we can do that.
I don't know if, yeah.
Paul's got to agree to it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I don't think we need a second five of music, so we can keep it at 10 points. And your clue comes to us from Ken Whitehurst, and it is Solving Private Ryan. Analyze this.
Con. The Informant?
Incorrect.
No way. Yeah, I know. They crossed my mind. But
I was just, you know, yeah. That's, be in that that's a little too deep cut.
Solving Analyze This. Paul.
Oh.
Paul.
Good Will Hunting?
That is correct for 10 points.
I overthought it.
Because I can hear him singing it. And then I'm like, oh.
Yeah. He's lying on the couch and he just doesn't want to be there for the psychoanalysis before he meets Robin Williams.
Yeah.
All right. Makes it.
That's
all right. Look, that is a very quick scene.
Mm.
I mean, it's.
But that's one of my like all time favorites.
Yeah.
In the, you know.
Well, then shame on you. I don't know what you.
This is just a roast session of Paul.
Yeah, well, it's just like a self-flagellation for no reason. You can't remember everything. All right. Well, it's 50-40. Jeffrey's in the lead, and Paul, we have number five left. Would you like number five?
Can I do a substitution? No. Yeah.
Sure, I can substitute in number five.
Side of fries instead of no. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, your clue for number five is Boiled Alive.
Ooh.
Boiled Alive.
Oh, did they? Would they use the same? 28 Days Later.
Incorrect.
So you didn't use the same clue for a different movie. All right.
He's trying to game the system.
That was asked to me, and so I was like,
oh, sure, gotcha. Okay.
Oh, no way.
I'd have to look. Yeah.
Can I ask to hear the next
five? Yes, you sure can. Yeah. No, you can hear the first five over again.
Sure. Yeah, you got through it. Yeah. Cut it off.
Yeah. Okay.
Rollins, hey.
I'll still take the next five.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't guess yet.
Not much to it. We're going to change key.
Okay.
Rollins, hey.
At least this way, even if Paul gets it, I'm still in the lead.
yep. Smart.
Strategic on my part.
Playing chess, buddy.
We'll just say Train Spotting.
Incorrect. So I'll give a second clue, then you both can guess again. It's worth 5 points right now. Your second clue is Wilder and Out. Wilder and Out.
Oh, Con?
Con.
Young Frankenstein?
Correct for 5 points.
Oh, not Danny Boyle.
Not Peter. Yeah.
Which is where we were both going.
All right, that ends round number two. It is 55-40 with Jeffrey in the lead. Here is your bell for round number three. All All right, Jeffrey, since you're in the lead, you will have opening choice in this final round, and this is our betting round. So once you make your selection of 1 through 5, I will give a clue, and then you can open the bidding with the number of notes that you think you can guess this movie in. 4 is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be. Once we do your opening bid, then we'll go over to Paul, and Paul can bid one note fewer all the way down to 0, but we bid back and forth until one person tells the other to settle the score, and at that point, that person is answering alone. The point values are, at 10 notes and above, it's worth 10 points. 6 to 9 notes, it's worth 15. 3 to 5, it's worth 20. And 0 to 2, it's worth 25 points. If you get the question wrong, your opponent automatically gets those points. You each have a lifeline that you can use one time to ask for a second clue. And finally, if your opponent gets the question wrong and you think you know the answer, you can double down on it. And if you guess correctly, then you'll double the points available on the board. But if you get it wrong, you get nothing. So, Jeffrey, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin round number 3?
I'll start at 5.
Starting at 5, it is. Your clue is Dawn of the Dead. And that comes to us from Andrew Scanlon. Dawn of the Dead.
I'll start at 12 notes.
12, Paul.
10.
10.
9.
9.
9 is still 10 points?
No, 9 is 15 points.
7.
All right. On 9 notes. Jeffrey, you do have your lifeline if you'd like to use it. Paul, you got your double down if he gets it incorrect. And you could also use your lifeline on your double down as well if you want to. It's worth 15 points. And your clue, once again, Khan, is Dawn of the Dead.
Can I hear it again?
Mm-hmm.
Probably need to save the lifeline for later. Let's see. I'll say Parenthood.
Incorrect. Hmm. So, Paul, you can take the 15 points, which would tie the ball game up, or if you think you know it, you can double down on it, make it worth 30 if you got it right.
I'll take the tie.
All right. Paul gets the 15 points. We have a tie ball game at 55 apiece. That was Train to Busan.
Oh.
Train to Busan.
Yeah.
I had a couple things kicking around.
That was also another one where we're like, we've used it once before. This one's kind of tough. But you both figured if there was ever a show. All right, Paul, you got the points on that. You tied the ball game, and you also have your choice of 1 through 4. Where would you like to go?
2.
All right. 2 it is. Your clue comes to us from Joe Farrelly, and it is Beachy Keen. Beachy Keen.
10 notes.
10, count.
I'll go 9 again.
9.
8.
8.
Settle the score.
All right. On 8 notes, it's worth 15 points. Paul, you got your lifeline if you want to use it. Your clue, once again, from Joe Farrelly is Beachy Keen.
This is sort of what I thought it was going to be. It feels
yeah.
Too obvious. I'm going to say Barbie.
That is correct for 15 points.
Well done.
Should have gone lower.
I was like, it's not Toy Story 2. Has that music cue.
All right, Paul takes a 15-point lead, 70 to 55, and you have your choice still, 1, 3, or 4.
Yeah, give me 4.
All right, 4 it is. Your clue comes to us from Eric Grebner, and it is Blues Clues. Blues Clues.
I'm going to start at 12.
10?
10.
Settle it.
All right, on 10 points, or on 10 notes, it's worth 10 points. Con, you got your lifeline. If you need it, your clue once again is Blues Clues. And he's working out the 10 notes right now. Should be there in just 1 second. Here we go.
Okay.
Seems to know it. I hope it's not the sequel. I'll say Avatar.
That is correct. I think All right, it's a 5-point game with Paul in the lead. Jeffrey, you have choice. We have number 1 or number 3.
Number 3.
Number 3 it is. Your clue is I see dead people. I see dead people.
Nine.
Nine.
Eight.
Five.
Oh, jumps up. We're 20 points now.
Settle it.
Okay. All right, on 5 notes, worth 20 points. Paul's in the lead by 5. Jeffrey, you still have your lifeline if you want to use it. Paul, you have your double down if you want to use it.
Okay. I'm going to use the lifeline just to make sure.
Okay. All right. Probably smart. Worth 20 points. Your first clue once again was I see dead people. And Andy's going to read through the list of clues to give you your lifeline.
Okay. Jeff, your lifeline clue is diamond in the rough. Diamond in the rough.
Can I hear it again?
Mm-hmm.
Make a guess. Titanic?
Incorrect. So, Paul, you can double down on this. You can just take the 20 points. What would you like to do?
Let's see if
I take the 20. You're up by 5 points right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that. Yeah. The under 3 and under is 25?
2 and under. So this is worth 20. So you have to get down to 2 notes.
Could I hear the music one more time, or is that?
I think what we've done in the past is if you double down, you can hear the music again.
Okay.
I believe that's. But Andy, it's your call.
Yeah. You know, I'll if Jeff, if you have no exceptions to that,
That's fine. Yeah. Once. Paul.
Yeah.
I'm not we'll assume he had a glitchy internet. He didn't get to hear. Okay, I'm fine with it.
not confident enough. I'm going to take the points.
All right. He's going to take the 20 points.
I didn't think there would be two James Cameron. I don't know why, I guess Titanic.
the clues totally work for what you
are. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, as soon as you said it, I was like, oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've used the Titanic clue, which is I see dead people as well, as in I see why. I see.
Yeah. No, this is Field of Dreams.
People, they're at sea.
This is Field of Dreams?
Yeah. Field of Dreams.
Baseball diamond. Got it.
Yeah. Diamond in the rough. Yeah. It's all right, so it's a 20
that I didn't guess The Natural.
Yeah, you're not far off with that, though.
Really makes sense with the dead people,
I see I dead people part.
Would it really help me get back in the game if you double down?
Michael Madsen did run for the fence there.
All right, so it's a 25 point game with Paul in the lead. You will also open the bidding on this final one, and your clue comes to us from Brennan Marr, and it is the original Nielsen rating. The original Nielsen rating.
15.
Well, since Paul's, I have to bet down. I'm down 25.
You're down 25. So 0 to 2 is 25.
If I bet anything high enough, he's just going to tell me to settle.
Wait, do you really think I would do that?
I mean, I don't know.
The way you said that, yeah, I do now. Exactly. Before I could have been swayed, but the way you're
really like, on the show, have you ever seen me on the show?
Do you really think I would do play that?
I never play that
way. Okay, I'll say just so I have, yeah, 9.
Please tell him to settle the score.
Now you're gonna go. Now you're gonna really. Yes.
9. Settle the score. Boom. Ah, walked right into my trap. I can't believe.
Your reputation's on the line, Paul.
Exactly.
And you said
the original Nielsen.
The original Nielsen rating.
So at not what, but at 9 notes, it's still
it's 15.
15 points.
And does it go down to go up to 20 at
5?
5. At 5.
Okay. I'm gonna say 7.
7.
What's the gap? What's the point gap between these 25 guys?
25 point gap.
I either need to answer on my own at 2 notes or lower, or have him answer.
Yeah.
Okay. I can do right now.
True.
Yeah, so
I was down on it. You win, but Paul does have his lifeline.
Wow.
Okay, so he's going for it. All right.
Final score.
Okay.
All right, on 7 notes worth 15 points, this is the ball game right here. Paul, you do have your lifeline. Once again, your clue. What's that? His is gone.
But his is gone. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have to double down if you miss. So yeah,
100%
to get it.
Clue comes to us from Brennan Marr once again, and it is the original Nielsen ratings.
Okay. The
original Nielsen ratings.
I mean, you have the lifeline.
If I use the lifeline, that is.
Oh, it helps me if you miss it. Oh, I see.
That's true. You could just throw out a bad guess.
What I almost said before this was like, you better have a really good poker face, because if I can tell that you know it, I'm definitely going to use the lifeline.
It's been hit or miss this game if I know it or not.
Let me hear it one more time.
Like a batting five.
Okay, yeah. You got it.
I think really there's only been one so far that you guys haven't known.
The first one of the game?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
See, the first notes, I was like, we're really cooking. And then I was like, wait. I thought it was... Oh, my God. Okay, one more time. Please, one more time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna You know what? I played a win on this game. Give me the clue.
All right. He's going to take his lifeline clue. Okay. Thankfully, Andy, you only have to...
I don't think he knows this currently. So this could be a mistake. But again, I played a win.
We'll see.
Not to lose.
You played a win. Look, you're a fucking...
Right. You also want to get it. Yeah.
So the first one was the original Nielsen ratings. I guess. Yeah, I'm just vamping because we have a list of, there's literally 26 clues. So it's going to take Andy a second to read through all of them and kind of hone in on the one that seems to be fair.
Uh-huh.
And then, Khan, if you double down, you win the game by 5 mm-hmm. points. So there is that.
If I was in Sam Levine mode, I would dispute the fact that it was knocked down to 5, despite the second clue at one point in round 2. But I
on which question?
It was like the second question round 2. I don't know. It was one of those things where you're like, well, the music's not going to help. But I'm not serious. I'm not.
Oh yeah, you held 10. Yeah.
I kept it at 10. You both agreed. You went okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, so like, what are you objecting to?
If I was a different competitor on this show.
You know what? Khan is today's champion. Congratulations.
All the People's Champ is a title that I will accept.
There are 26 clues. We've used one of them. I'm... Matt, have you got any letters that you want to throw out just to guide me? I'm really struggling. It's a real pressure situation.
If you want to go with another Brennan, you could do Y or Z. Otherwise, yeah. H.
Well, yeah, the Z one.
J.
The Z one's mine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I did basically, it was taking what Brennan had done and yeah.
HJ.
There's one that 3 patrons have offered up as a clue without even.
It'd be funny.
I think that one's like, too on the nose.
A letter.
Okay, Paul, choose a letter from.
No, I was going to say it'd be more funny to me if Khan picked the letter.
If I picked the letter, and then
well, Khan, pick a letter and I'll see whether I take it or not.
Well, it seemed like you were leaning towards.
He's not really picking a letter, then, is he?
Yeah, he's not. It's not definitive, but let's just see if
you. I think you were leaning. It sounds like you were leaning towards Z. So I'll say.
Do you know what? Let's go with Z. It's my one, and it's pronounced Z. Let's do it, right?
No, it's Z. Out there.
Okay. All right.
3 Americans on the show. Z and H is not H. It's H.
I say H. To be fair.
Oh.
No, I don't. I don't. Yeah. Yeah, there's an English comedian who wrote out the alphabet in alphabetical order during his set, and it was excellent. And I think H is first, isn't it? Yeah, AI. Anyway, that doesn't matter. We're doing Z, which is the last letter in the alphabetical mm-hmm. alphabet. Okay. Your lifeline clue is. From here to eternity. From here okay. to eternity.
So it is the same guess that I had earlier. Okay. This did not change the guess. So my answer is going to be a film that is about to get a sequel. I'm going to say it's Gladiator.
That is correct for 15 points.
Very nice. Very nice.
Well done.
Nice job.
More impressive Gladiator performance, me or Paul Mescal? And who's to say?
Who's the better Paul?
I guess only time will tell. Only time will tell.
To find out.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you, Paul. You are today's champion, sir. And as champion, you have the floor first to plug, promote, say whatever you like, but go ahead and take it away.
I mean, it's been a wonderful year for movies, so if you're ever curious what I think about such things, Letterboxd is the place to look. Just search my name, pretty easy to find. Other than that, play Music League. It's super fun. Melissa Woody, actually, plug, is actually in one of my leagues, and so that's kind of how I was introduced to the game itself. But other than that, nothing much. Go Denver Nuggets. Go movies I like at the Academy Awards this year, you know, just my typical classic rooting interest. But I just love being on the show. It's always a blast and it's great. And the people are what make the show. And so that's why I'm glad.
So making sure to compliment every part.
Yeah, 100%. Look, Paul, we're going to book you again.
That was me being genuine. You guys fucking ruined it. Okay. Right, I'll remember that.
I took it sincerely.
Oh, so you're just turning on me and Jeffrey, huh? We're the jaded assholes. That's fine. Well, Jeffrey, what about you, man? Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Same as Paul. I'm also on Letterboxd if you care to read my joke reviews that I usually post about movies. Also, I guess I help with the friend of the show, David Jindoyan's new game, Cinemojis. I help him put those together sometimes.
I saw him on Twitter promoting.
Yeah, he does those once a month, and I usually try and help him at least test it. So go watch those if you have a chance. I think the last one was Amaru and Marisol, so that was fun.
All right. Well, there you go. Andy, what about you, sir?
Just thanks to the guys. I totally agree with you, Paul, that it is the people that make the game. And I don't mean just me and Matt. I mean how cool the guests are all the time. And especially you two of my favorite people. I said to Matt before we even joined the stream when we got you guys to book, I knew it was going to be good. And the patrons who just slay. The clues are so good. Even when I get really excited, obviously knowing what the film is, and when the guests is just not quite clicking, I know they're going to have that moment where they're all like the clues that they've heard come flooding back and they go, oh yeah, that totally works. And that's a great like feeling of that excitement, just watching people that are knowledgeable enough to kind of put it all together at the end. So yeah, thanks to the patrons for being awesome. Brennan, welcome to the Settler Score family. You were excellent today, and I hope you're pleased to get so many clues on. And sorry for stealing your eternity clue.
Oh, one thing I had meant to plug, but it's music related, so I feel like it's on. Mm-hmm, every year. I'm an avid music fan, and so every year I make a playlist of my 100 favorite new songs of the year. And so I'll try to post that somewhere where it's accessible so people can find it. If you're looking to discover new music from 2023, put a lot of effort into that. And I think it's a fun way to discover, you know, maybe what I listen to. That's not always movie related. So be on the lookout for that. Might post it on Twitter or, you know, somewhere. Send in the link. They can put it in the description or something. But yeah, that's a fun project I do every year. Takes a few months. And it's on Spotify. But
of the 100, how many have the parenthetical Taylor's version behind it?
No Taylor Swift songs this
year. Oh.
Did have a song from the movie Barbie, but that just one song. And so keep a lookout for what other stuff there is in store for that. I'm rediscovered my love for music the last couple of years, and it's kind of been a fun project to track throughout the year, the songs that I like the most. So
nice. Very cool.
All right, well, that is it for this week's Settle the Score. We'll have both their letterbox in the description below, so you can go check them out over there. And you can follow Andy at STS_AndyM, and you can follow me at Matt Nost. That is it for this week's Settle the Score. We'll see you guys next week with another new episode. Until then, adios.